Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Hope your heart was in the right place, but somebody totally took your heart and stomped on it and then kicked it to the side of the curb and then rolled it into the garage. It's the B-Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
We always see people outside of the studio going through the garbage, looking for cans and bottles so they can redeem them.
And we see people walking down the street with carts and bags full of bottles.
Yes.
Yes.
So the last couple of months, rather than taking my cans and bottles, because my condo is so small, for me to take it, it's not a lot of cans and bottles. So I was like, I'm just going to start bringing them. I'll put them next to the garbage can. And then whoever is going through, they can just take the bag. They don't have to go through the garbage. They can be on their way. The last handful of times, there are people who are taking them who are not who I was hoping would take them. Yesterday, someone is acting like I'm a huge litter bug and picks it up along with a bunch of other garbage and throws it in the trash can, and then takes my cans and bottles and runs into the parking garage and hides them.
That was the part that was weird to me, was that it was a bag. It was like a garbage bag full. So there's maybe like $2 worth of cans in there,
right? Yeah, not a ton.
No, but some people, they like, whether they need it or not, they grab them. My husband does that. He works road work all the time. We don't need nickels. But he's not, I don't know where his mentality is, but he does. Always. Well, I can always tell when he's borrowed my car because there's things he's picked up off the road on the floor of my passenger side. I'm like, I really wish.
Not just cans.
He's like, I think people appreciate it. Like, I don't know. I've yet to figure it out in all the 15 years we've been together why he does these things. It just happens. So it could be something as simple as somebody's like, oh, well, these shouldn't be thrown away. And they went and put them in there.
I don't know where he didn't put them in his car. He didn't have enough time.
Yeah, he didn't have time because he was in and he was out.
In the garage. It's like he tucked them away in the garage so he could get them on the way out.
But there's like an active construction site also going on that he like zoomed past. Like the stairs are closed. I have so many questions. But the last time that I did it, Billy said that a very expensive car rolled through. Like
it was like an Audi, like a new Audi, stopped at the stop sign, backed up. Got out of his car, walked over, picked up the bag of cans, put them in his back seat, and drove away.
Well,
wow.
I know. It's not, you don't have to be dead broke to be collecting cans. I've seen it. I've seen folks look through, like, at the, when we go to the car wash, the free, like, area where you're able to vacuum your car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And they're looking in there where people have just like thrown them out of their car, you know, and they're not in a bed. They're in a car of their own. They're just walking down the line. I'm like, that's probably what my husband does when he goes and vacuums the car. It's just something about it. The other day we're driving and he was like, he sees things that I don't see. He was like, we got to turn around. And I go, for what? And he goes, there's a weed whacker hanging from a tree. And I go, I'm sorry.
What?
He goes, just turn around. So we turn around and he's like, hold on. And it's between the sidewalk and the road. And it's a, so it's like a town.
It's just like tree. Stuck in a tree. Like somebody chucked it
like
up there.
Somebody, yeah, set it up on a branch or something. And he went and he took it and he goes, why would someone do this? I'm like, I have no idea, but I don't know why you're taking it. We have three weed whackers in the garage. Why are you taking it?
Do you know?
And he goes, because there's nothing wrong. Why would you throw it in a tree?
Does
and
I it was work? Like,
I have no idea. I mean, just, you know what I mean? Like people do things. People, my old loved one does something that I can't explain. So I certainly can't explain the person in an Audi who's picking up the
cans, the $2 worth of cans.
Because I don't know why my husband does it.
Yeah.
It's like, there's nothing wrong with this.
Now, in your defense.
This is a value. It's like, right, but we don't need it.
Remember a couple weeks ago, those really nice tables that were out there? They weren't in the dumpster. They were next to the dumpster.
Yeah.
Somebody saw them and said, you guys should go look at those tables back there.
Yeah.
So we went and looked and those ended up, but you weren't dumpster diving for those.
Oh, I've dumpster dove in there before.
The one back here?
Yeah.
Really?
That was stuff I needed.
Of course.
You know, I needed that stuff.
All right. Listen, the boss isn't listening. You ever put stuff in that dumpster?
Oh, yeah. I know. We had a coworker who put two pools in there.
What?
Like the big setup pools.
Like the
pools. Portable,
like the cheapy ones?
Like the big 20 by 20.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And they'd get a hole in it, and he'd just bring it and throw it in there and get another one and go, oh. Because the people aren't going to take it by the side of the road. Your garbage people aren't going to take it. So a lot of times we'll just bring stuff that, you know, we can't necessarily put out by the curb.
It fell in there accidentally.
Yeah, look, it's my couch.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE.
So it is hunting season. It's deer season just about. And I know that in our house, we have such an avid, my husband loves. He was born, raised to hunt deer, to fish, eat the fish, harvest the deer, live off the deer. This is how they were raised, right? Mm-hmm. I raised totally different. Never even tasted venison until I was in my late 30s. And by then I was like, I don't think I like this. And so we frequently find ourselves having to donate venison. And I wanted to let you know right now, it is simple. If you know, maybe you know someone who hunts or you yourself hunt and maybe got a few tags this year and you aren't able to, you know, eat or freeze all the venison that you harvest. New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is asking you to participate. They do this annually, but it seems like this year the need is there a little bit more than it normally is. They teamed up with Feeding New York State for a drive that facilitates the donation of up to 70,000 pounds of venison from hunts this year. So, you know, there's millions of New Yorkers without their SNAP benefits this year. The program has partnered up with Feeding New York State, and they team up with the deer processors throughout New York. It's super simple. So you go, you decide, okay, I'm going to donate this deer. Any legally harvested deer, you can drop off at participating processors. And just looking at the list here of the processors, there's a place in Livingston County. It looks like Larry's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In Livingston County, you got some in Yates, Orleans, and Cayuga counties. And you just, you know, drop it off there. And all you got to do is complete on a log sheet and indicate, I have a desire to donate this deer. And that's it. As long as it's legally tagged, drop it off at a participating location and it'll result in the donation of a lot of venison going to local food pantries around our state.
It was thousands of pounds of meat.
Yeah.
Statewide.
Yeah. So because it was the first couple of years, Steve realized, okay, he has this box freezer full of venison. He couldn't eat enough. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it got to where, okay, I still have venison steaks in the freezer it's already hunting season.
Yeah. Every hunter I know is always like, you need venison? You need
I know. Anything? I've got I'd more steaks. I've got steaks from last year in the freezer.
Yeah.
And so if you find yourself in that same situation, you could do a lot of good. You can still, you know, go out, enjoy the sport, get out into the woods, but know that you're venison is going to a really good cause because that can feed a lot of families.
And the website, if you want to find out more about this and get that list, it's feedingnys.org. And once you get in there, just click on donate. You'll see it up there in the top. And all the information is posted right there for you. I will fight anybody who disagrees with me on this. The best TV show theme song ever is this one right
Thank
here.
You for being a friend.
I concur.
You're going to have to fight me.
What's better than this?
Friends theme song.
Oh, my God. Song.
We had to sing it in chorus, so I think I'm...
Oh, you're jilted.
I'm scarred. The amount of times we had to go over the syncopation of you're a pal and a confidant.
Oh, my God!
Wow.
I'm having flashbacks.
Okay, like, flashbacks.
Going to get yelled at for my posture next.
Wow. We're bringing all this up because there's a special on ABC tonight called The Golden Girls, 40 Years of Laughter and Friendship. Mm-hmm. It's the 40th anniversary of that show, which absolutely blows my mind. 1 hour special, bunch of people talking about the show and how it impacted them and yada, yada, yada.
It's like celebrities talking about
their favorite shows that we all love, too.
Yeah. And then they're comparing, like, which you always see, like, which Golden Girl would you be? You know?
Oh, you're completely Dorothy.
What? I'm Dorothy?
You're totally Dorothy. Sarcastic, funny.
Tall, manlike.
I did not say that. Hope?
Am I Rose?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
For sure. Yeah.
That's not even.
You know?
That's
not even,
yeah.
Not even yeah. a question.
Yeah, if anybody would train a chicken to play the piano, it would be her.
Yes.
Don't you agree?
Like, I could be a few guys on that show. I'm definitely Stan, though.
Stanley?
Yeah. Kind of annoying. Kind of a dork.
Just, you're there.
I'm just there.
Asking us to invest in your shady business ideas.
Hey, you guys got some money? You want to start a business? Let's do this. That show had so many great, funny moments, though. I mean, it's still,
classic.
Do you still watch it?
Oh, yeah.
It still makes me laugh.
It's still like when I'm in a place where I need comfort and nostalgia, it's my go-to.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. I don't know when it became that. Like, I just remember my grandma watched it all the time and I didn't really get the humor too much. Like, it was okay, but I was kind of young.
Though.
I get it now. But I used to sit there with popcorn and I just picture my grandma like in her robe because she went all day. And the only time she sat was at night for like Thursday night TV. You know what I mean?
That was it.
So I don't know. It just holds this nostalgia for me. And when looking at these, Blanche was 51 years old when that show first aired.
This is okay, you're going to drop some numbers here that absolutely blow my mind. So Blanche was 51.
Which is only like a year and a, oh my God, it's only 2 years older than I am right
now. And she was supposed to be like a retiree,
yeah.
Right? They were all supposed to be retirees.
Yeah. You're telling me she's 2 years older than me and that's what I like.
And how old was everybody else?
Okay. So, you know, Sophia, Estelle Getty, who played Sophia, was 62 years old. Betty White, who played Rose, was 63 years old. And then Bea Arthur, who played Dorothy, was 63 years old. So
mom was younger. Ma was younger than
so actually Ma
the show.
Was a year younger.
That's crazy.
Than Dorothy. So that just all of it, you know, I miss that kind of like comedic writing for shows.
Yeah.
We still have comedy shows on, you know, but the writing isn't like it was. My sound and low, you know what I'm saying? Like, it all start with this. You want to do this, Hope?
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Hope, you are behind me.
And if you threw a party,
you altos, you.
And invited everyone.
Stand up straight. Sopranos, see the biggest
hit. I think TJ wants to be a music teacher.
Text. No, everyone,
thank you for being a friend.
Jazz hands, jazz hands. Hold the note, hold the note.
Oh, God.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.